Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the latest edition of First Down Snapcast, brought to you in part by Five Star Imports and Memorabilia. Joining me tonight is our co-host Ian Davis, Stuart Osborne, Charles Clawson. How are you all doing?
Very well, thank you.
What's he doing?
I'm allowed to speak now.
Yeah, you can speak now.
I'm going to ruin that intro. I'm fed up of you being like children, you lot, and upsetting him.
So, obviously, you didn't stay up for draft last night, Charles. I was expecting you, with all your knowledge you've been doing recently, to stay up, see how many picks you'd get right.
Green Bay didn't get on the clock until about 5 a.m.
Don't worry. When Aaron Rodgers goes to Denver, you'll be at top 10 every year for the next 10 years.
Yeah, you'll be able to pick somewhere, isn't it? You'll have to get really early on, won't you?
Yeah, but
you stay up till 1 o'clock.
Isn't there a curfew in the home?
Sorry?
No, he just can't leave the house. He's like, the tag stops him leaving the house, but he can stay up and watch television as long as he's under the covers. He's put duvet over his head.
So rude.
His ponytail sticking out.
What ponytail?
So I'll admit, I stayed up till Patriots picked and then I went to sleep before. I don't need to see the rest of it. But I did stay up till pick 15.
Well, I just avoided all emails this morning and I watched it on heavy on the fast forward.
Well, no, yeah, you could skip it all out, can't you?
I videoed it and had it on in the background as I was working today and watched it.
Can we not?
As if it's live.
Can we not edit this, start again, and say that we all stayed up and watched it because, you know, we're that dedicated professionals, seasoned professionals?
No.
I don't. No. There's loads of people who don't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I obviously read up on it this morning, but. I didn't watch it. I like the later ones, you know, when they're showing on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it starts early, doesn't it? I quite often end up watching quite a bit of that, and that's quite good because it's quite chilled out then.
It's like round two, the start's at midnight, round two and three, but like I said, the start about 4 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow, don't they? Rest at round. It's easy.
You know, if you didn't watch it, you know what you missed? You missed every team that came up. They picked a fan from the audience to go and sit in Roger Goodell's chair that he used to
Crusty Brown chair from last year, yeah.
And there were some right sorts.
Did you see the Browns guy with the pumpkin head on?
Yeah.
No, I did see that one. I must have fast forwarded through that.
Yeah, he was in the full Browns kit, but then he had like a pumpkin hat helmet on. So it was all of his head. That was quite funny.
I seen the bloke I think it was. I think it might have been Detroit because I thought it was Dallas at first. He's got a like dungaree shorts. And
yeah.
I'm going to have to look back on it now. I thought
it was Marshall Mathers wannabe. Coming on to my name is.
It must have been 70.
But, I mean, it takes 5 hours, and then every now and then Roger Goodell pops up, and he introduces someone, and it's probably for good cause and all that. But
yeah, they were all charity linked, so quite a lot of them were linked to NFL charities, and they got the charity to announce the pick.
But no wonder it takes so long.
Well, it's a TV show, isn't it?
We keep saying on podcasts, like to make money. Always adverts.
Longer it is, the more adverts. Yeah.
I was saying to Ian, if it came on at like 8 o'clock at night, as it does over there, you might have a beer and you're just in and out of it all night.
So. Yeah, but having said that, you're saying it drags it out, but it doesn't, because as soon as one team's picked, you're on the clock, aren't you? So it's not changing the time.
No. Yeah.
So
point.
Well, let's get into it.
Right,
so let's get into this draft then last night. So obviously we did our mock draft a few weeks ago, and obviously none of us are pundits, we don't really know what we're doing, as it's been found out and proven.
Everyone thinks we're seasoned professionals now.
Yeah.
Veterans, I heard. Was it Charles? Veterans.
Veteran, exactly.
So
If we stop after pick two, Richard, we got 100% right.
So, Trevor Lawrence was pick one. No big shocker. Why did it take Jacksonville 9 minutes to announce it? Why did they let the clock run down for 9 minutes?
Because
why would you? Yeah, because you can.
Did they get told? I mean, we've just been talking about adverts and things like that. If they, they know who they're going to pick. If they'd have done it after 10 seconds... Because it virtually never happens that it's straight away, is it, that pick?
But they've got certain things that they're doing between each pick, and they'll have certain things they wanted to talk about, and they obviously want to talk about Trevor Lawrence on the TV before the pick comes in. So,
and here's one for you. What if they wait and say, the Eagles come in and say, we'll give you our next 2 years first round pick? So if you leave it, you've always got that off chance that somebody will give you something unexpected.
You were going to need a lot though to get that pick, weren't you?
Yeah.
But
no, absolutely. But I'm just saying that could happen. That's maybe why they do wait, just to see if anybody comes with anything.
Who would have last? I don't know. It's from watching Jeff. You wouldn't know, but you might know. Out of who would have last three most successful number one quarterback picks?
Who was what, sorry, Rich? My microphone went.
The last three number one Super Bowl picks who have been quarterbacks who had a.
Oh, won a Super Bowl or a good.
No, just big. So two of them have won Super.
Terry of them... Bradshaw, Troy Aikman.
you're miles off.
He's clever.
So two of them have won Super Bowls. John Elway.
Yeah,
well, I've missed the question now. I thought it was something else that I posted, so go on.
No, three number one picks who have been... The last three number one quarterback picks who have been successful. John Elway.
Successful? Define successful.
Well, when I tell you the third one, you can debate that one. So, John Elway.
When was John Elway taken? What year?
I don't know. Didn't tell me that, Hunt Telly.
Go on.
John Elway. John Elway, Peyton Manning,
three John Elways,
and Cam Newton.
What was the second one?
Peyton Manning.
What number was Andrew Luck taking?
Don't know, but they're basing it on that Manning and Elway have won Super Bowls from being pick one, and Cam Newton was an MVP.
Yeah, but I mean, what pick was?
Andrew Luck
was the
first pick,
wasn't
he?
But he hasn't won. I think they're defining it on either getting to a Super Bowl or winning end of the season.
Well, who would you rather have, Andrew Luck or Cam Newton?
Andrew Luck.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I mean by define achieved.
Was a time when you would have had Cam Newton.
And there still might be.
In one season...
That season he got the MVP and then got injured, and he's never been the same since.
Yeah,
that season he got to the Super Bowl.
Once he stops concentrating on his clothing line, he'll be back to better.
He isn't even going to finish out the season as number one QB yet.
That would be smart money, but just watch this space.
We keep saying this, Charles. We are watching this space. It might end up in Green Bay yet, you know. It's possible.
In Garoppolo going to Green Bay now?
No, because they're not going to Lance a starter.
So let's move on. So pick three, Trey Lance.
What about pick two?
One and two are for me are deaf. They were written
in
stone.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
If we want to just review the draft and how we compared against it, then I think we just need to just the ones we get right, we should just accept the tick and move on.
Yeah,
we've got sent them already, haven't we?
Yeah, but we've got, like Stuart has said, we might not got the play, but we've got the right position on a few of them. But
So we got the position right on quarterback for 49ers, which was obvious, really. I like the pick of Trey Lance, to be honest. We were massively led by the media saying it were Mac Jones.
Yeah,
I think, the media have done us a gibber there.
Didn't we talk about it the other day? Because I was saying to Ian earlier on that the it was whether they picked with the heart or the head. And if they were going to be adventurous and pick with the heart, they'd have gone for Trey Lance, which they obviously did.
Yeah.
And I'll credit to them for doing it.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy today and I said to him that, you know, did you have to trade up to number three to get Trey Lance? Could you have traded up to number eight or number seven or number six, do you know what I mean, to get him and still get him and not give up as much as you have? But I suppose that kind of question is never going to get answered, is it? It's always going to be a what-if question, which you're never going to know the answer to. I like the pick, I like the pick, I really do. I think he's potentially going to be...
I think
it's
you said
a romantic choice.
Yeah, I think you said last week, didn't you, Stu? If for someone you want and you're worth paying for it, teams do it. And maybe 49ers thought, he might go to pick eight, but we really want him. We don't want no one else to get him, so we'll go to pick three and get him.
So pick four, I have to bow down to Charles here. His superior knowledge has won out in the end. Kyle Pitts.
Hang on, don't lay it on too thick because people have watched these podcasts before. So,
give credit where credit's due, Charles.
You're gonna lose it, Charles, in a minute when we get to pick 10 to 20, when you've picked seven players. Same. But just on that one, Stu, taking Pitts there, they're going for a win now, aren't they, with that team? If they keep Julio, they're going win all out now.
And we did talk about it on our draft podcast, and you know, I was very much of the thought that I didn't think that they were going to be that high end up in the draft again, so therefore they would take a quarterback. But yeah, they've obviously gone win now.
Yeah,
and they put a lot of faith in Matt Ryan.
Yeah, but he's 36? So I mean, how long can that last? I think is the question.
Could get 5 years out of him.
Yeah,
apparently. Just the what's his name, Stafford, at the LA, at the Rams. They're expecting great things out of him. They're expecting about 8 years out of him. And what's he now? He must be in his 30s, early 30s. And they've come out and said, we expect to have him for 5 to 8 years.
We'll see.
Depends how it goes. So... pick five is Joe Burrow calling life insurance quotes out tonight.
That's unbelievable. I reckon Joe Burrow wanted Chase. I mean, there's still some offensive tackles out there they could get, but really...
Yeah, I mean, I had this conversation with a Bengals fan, to be honest, in the group, and he was very much of the fact that he wanted Chase, and I was like, I just think you need to take Penny Sewell and just have done with it. But there is quite a lot of interior linemen that are good day one starters that you can pick up tonight. So I wouldn't be surprised if they take someone like Tevin Jenkins in that second round.
Yeah. And they did need a wide receiver.
Yeah, and if they completely... Or they were talking about on the draft where they were saying that Burrows works best when he's got a spread offense, where he's got multiple options. Well, he's got multiple options now because he's got Higgins, Boyd and Jamar Chase, so, you know, but they need to keep him standing upright, don't they? Let's be honest.
Yeah, for sure.
And don't forget, there's still six rounds to go. So
yeah, yeah.
Judge him on the end result.
Yeah, but I suppose the argument of that is that, you know, when you're getting into the sixth and seventh rounds, you aren't drafting day one starters, are you?
No, they're still there in the sixth and seventh round for a reason, aren't they? Usually.
Yeah. And the idea in the first round is you want your day one starters.
Yeah.
So at pick six, we identified Dolphins wanted a wide receiver, but we went for Waddle because Chase obviously had gone. We put Chase, but obviously went.
You see, we can be allowed that because the Bengals picked the wrong man. Since the Bengals have got this pick wrong for us, we actually got it right.
I actually think that I give ourselves credit because a lot of these picks were actually getting the position of need correct, which I think is, you know, it shows that we actually know something about what we're talking about.
Yeah. I think Waddle still is definitely a good choice for Miami.
Yeah, it's a good choice, yeah.
Obviously, you'll see a lot of Detroit's pick, Stu, at pick seven in Sewell, joining the North.
I just don't think they could have passed on him. He was just best player available.
Best player available, that's what I was going to say about this pick, yeah.
And he might protect Goff a bit.
Yeah.
For me, Penny Sewell is only going to get better. If he lives up to the potential he's got, you've got a 10-year starter there at left tackle. And I think they're talking about starting at right tackle because they've already signed into Decker at left tackle, haven't they? So,
yeah, good pick.
I always think as well, with defensive tackles, that, you know, so me and Charles talked about this earlier, you know our thoughts on college football.
Offensive tackle.
Yeah, what did I say? Sorry.
Defensive tackle.
Sorry, I meant offensive, but it applies to both what I'm going to say, to be honest. It's college football can be very poor in bits. You haven't got the strength throughout both teams. So sometimes your quarterbacks can look a lot better than they actually are. Your wide receivers can look a lot better than they are. I think with the offensive and defensive tackles, they tend to... their college form tends to come through more into the NFL because they're in front of each other, they're hitting each other. And I don't know, it's just, you haven't got that variety. A quarterback in college football can avoid the decent defensive players and toss where they know there's a gap, whereas defensive and defensive players can't do that, not in the line. So I think that's why you're on a bit of a safer bet with your offensive and defensive linemen.
I don't really agree with that. I think if you're playing on the edge, if you're playing a tackle position and you're not very good, then a half decent edge rusher with good hands and gun speed is going to show you up massively.
You haven't got a choice who you're up against. A quarterback has got a choice of where he's throwing it. He throws it to where they're weak, and he knows in college football there's going to be a weak quarterback, there's going to be a weak safety somewhere. With the offensive line, there's not so much choice. You can't pick and choose who you're up against.
No, maybe. I see what you're trying to say, but I think...
I know it's not as black and white as that, but I do think there is something in that. You can see whether an offensive lineman can line up against anybody.
Anyway,
I digress. Carry on.
Everyone's gone really quiet. Isn't this... I was discussing this with Ian earlier on, not that we talk to each other very much. But Trevor Lawrence, I was saying about Trevor Lawrence early on, he throws well into coverage, but it's at a college level. And if Trevor Lawrence has got a weakness, from what I can see from the footage they've shown, he throws into coverage a lot. If he hasn't got that coverage, because of the NFL, it'll be a lot tighter, it'd be interesting to see whether he can adapt.
Yeah.
Just a penny for my thoughts sort of thing.
No, but it's I'll right, though.
Penny Sewell for your thoughts.
This is like Ian said, there's a step up from going from college to NFL. There's a step up.
This is why it's always a risk with the draft, and you know, you're always taking a gamble with these players, aren't you? Also, just quickly on Trevor Lawrence, and then I'll finish. Watch The Silence of the Lambs and look at the killer in The Silence of the Lambs.
And we're not talking Anthony Hopkins.
It is Trevor Lawrence, that's all I'm saying.
Trevor Lawrence is old Crabtree. Crabtree that plays for Huddersfield Giants, or did do.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
It took me a minute, I know what you mean,
In fact, Earl Crabtree actually tweeted out saying, this guy's just got picked, he looks like me, he'll be fine.
He's got an interesting look to him, and that's all I'll...
While we're still on him, Rich, one last thing. You know, I thought you were asking something else about which three quarterbacks. I found what it is I was looking at. Since the NFL merger, there's been 25 quarterbacks taken number one.
Yep.
And only three have won a Super Bowl with the team that drafted them.
No, yeah, I see where you... Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So...
That's why I'm saying Aikman and Bradshaw. Aikman, Bradshaw and Manning.
No worries. So pick eight, obviously we did this based on no trades, and also we did our draft obviously before Sam Darnold went to Carolina. So we put in at Lance, but they took JC Horn. I think that's a really good move for Carolina.
Yeah, good pick.
I think a lot of people were circling around Horn.
Yeah. And I think number nine, we got Surtain, didn't we get it correct?
We got Surtain, right.
So you should give ourselves a pat on the back.
How much are you thinking, Stu? They've gone for Surtain because they're secretly trying to get the Rodgers deal done and they got Bridgewater in.
I don't think they're even factoring in Rodgers.
Apparently it's close.
Rodgers won't go there, surely.
Well, no, because the press conference that Green Bay did today said they categorically wouldn't trade Rodgers.
I think it'd be at Green Bay. He falls out of Green Bay all the time, doesn't he? Yeah,
they've only offered him. He's only got 3 years left on his contract, and I think he wants to extend it further. And that's where the sticking point seems to be. So,
I think they have treated him quite poorly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they needed to draft Jordan Love last year.
There's still a lot about that in there.
I mean, he had 4 years left on his contract at that point. You know, 4 years left on his contract, and you're finding his replacement already. That, you know, if he would have been in the last year of his contract, then maybe. Yeah. But he had 4 years left to run. But anyway,
Parsons at 10 for Cowboys.
Come on, Ian.
No, not at 10. Well, sorry.
Eagles traded up.
Eagles with Smith, wasn't it? Devonta Smith. Sorry, yeah. That's why you threw me there. Yeah, good to meet. And he was, am I right in saying he was at Alabama with Jalen Hurts as well? I think
yes.
He was.
Yeah.
You've got that they're used to each other. Yeah, good pick. And
it's good pick.
Did it hurt your trading with Eagles?
Well, you might say that at times, but in effect, we still got the player we would have taken at 10. But we got a third round pick off them, so. We gained on the deal. So
moving on to 11 and Justin Fields, what are the Bears doing? Does anyone know?
Well, Andy Dalton did say, "You told me I was the quarterback."
Yeah, but nobody expected him to drop that far down, did they?
No, I think this is a good move Bears, to be honest. They've given up a future first and a future fourth. But for me, if that future quarterback comes within your reach, and let's be honest, Dalton isn't their long-term solution, and I still think Dalton is going to be week one starter, because I don't think Justin Fields is 100% ready. So you could quite easily sit Fields for a year, let Dalton be the starter this year, and then you can roll on after that. What I think is laughable is that they've obviously still got Nick Foles that they're paying $9 million this year.
Oh, yeah.
So... I think Nick Foles isn't going to even make the 53 at this rate.
But didn't we say last week or the week before that Dalton was a bit of a, you know, second, not quite second rate, but not a leader.
I just think he's what I would class as a middle of the road. If you've got a decent O line and decent options, he's going to get you maybe 8 to 10 wins.
So he's solid, but not solid.
He's not. He's not crap. I mean, he was out a dodgy wicket in Dallas purely because of the O line.
Yeah.
He didn't have the maneuverability that Dak's got to get away. You know.
Exactly. And when he had a decent team at Cincy, he did quite well and took him to playoffs. So
Cincy.
I'm hip. I think it's a decent pick from the Bears, and I hope that they ruin him, quite frankly. I just hope that they ruin him, because if he lives up to his potential, the Bears could become quite good, which is frustrating.
Yeah, it's worrying, isn't it?
It's not happened for 40 years, either, has it?
So. I tell you what, it's exciting, but you don't want it to turn out well.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm excited to watch him. I think it'd be exciting, but I just don't want him to play well against Vikings. I want him to be completely turred. Divisional game, I want him to be crap.
Yeah. That's the week you play. You want to get when fixtures come out, you want Dalton in week one and week six before Fields comes in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried next year because I don't think he'll play next year. I think they'll sit him for a year.
Yeah, right.
And I think Dalton will be your week one starter. But the year after, I hope he hasn't learned anything. I hope he's regressed.
You know what? I don't care because if Rodgers goes to 49ers or wherever he ends up, I won't be supporting Green Bay anyway.
Oh.
That's a joke. But there's it'd be interesting. They'll lose a lot of support. I bet you.
They'll lose a lot of UK support because a lot of UK people support. But that's plastic fans for me.
Yeah,
and it's the nature of the beast to a degree.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Parsons at 12, then.
Sorry, Stuart.
And all of those people that support Green Bay because of Rodgers, I bet they're all Man United fans as well.
Good point.
Right.
You see, Parsons at 12, I was sort of happy. I mean, good player, he's a good player. Happy with the pick. The only thing is, I know Sean Lee's just retired, but we've got Van Der Esch and we've got Jalen Smith. Now, Jalen Smith was awful last year. He had a really bad season, which I'm hoping was a one-off season, because before that, he was looking very good. So, I don't know. It's like I was saying before, you've got to wait and see. It's not that I don't like the player. It's would we have been better with something else? I don't know. So
I think Cowboys have played this properly safe here. They've basically picked up an extra third rounder and they've gone best player available, and that best player available just happens to be probably the best defensive player on the board. I don't think you can be far wrong with this. Even if you'd have taken him at 10. It would have been a good pick. The fact that you've taken him at 12 and picked up an additional third rounder, I think you're laughing.
Because I'm not negative about it.
The only other need you add is cornerback, and the two cornerbacks that I would have had you taking would gone.
So at 13 we had charges down to get a tackle, but they've gone for a Sean Slater.
We had
Darius Slaughter.
It's a good pick. Good pick.
We actually had him going in 11th picked at Giants on our draft.
Yeah, otherwise I think we'd have gone with this because they've gone with best player available there. I think it's a good pick.
And it's a massive need for him as well.
Yes. They've really won with that, I think.
So then Jets surprised everybody by trading back up. Obviously, it's worked out for them and it's worked out for Vikings, which obviously Stuart will get done to in a bit. I think best pick for what we needed there, Stu, in Tucker?
Yeah, Vera Tucker's probably he is the best guard on the draft board by quite a way. The only one that had a first-round grade on him. So I think with Becton and Vera Tucker on that left side, I think they're really going to protect Wilson, which is a shame because they never did that for bloody Darnold, but I think they're going to give him...
Do you think they've learned? Chance.
Well, I think most teams now are learning that you've got to protect your franchise quarterback, and if that means investing highly in offensive line, that's what you do.
Yeah, definitely. So we got a quarterback at 15 and didn't have to trade up for anyone, which I'm happy with.
Right.
Did
you see that it's the first time they've taken one in the first round since Bledsoe in 93?
We've only ever drafted two quarterbacks in the first round.
Dallas are the same. It got me looking. I was telling Charles, the last time Dallas did it was 89 with Aikman. We've only ever done it once before that. So it's strange, isn't it? You think how many quarterbacks go in the first round. And you've got teams like that that have only ever drafted a couple of quarterbacks.
What's good about Jones as well, he sort of fits the mould for how Belichick and Daniels coach the game. But he can start now, so Cam Newton is going to struggle. Might even struggle to make week one.
He's not going to struggle.
He is. Can we just mute Charles?
Every time Cam Newton comes up.
Cam Newton is not going to start a game for the Patriots.
No, I don't know. I think
I don't think they'll start. No, I don't think they'll start with him.
I don't know. Cam Newton's going to have to do something special in training camp to earn that job.
But he must have known, though, the fact that we were going to draft the quarterback if the opportunity came around.
Yeah,
but he's competitive. You know, he loves himself a bit. You know, he's going to think he's the best.
He can't get over the fact that his arm's gone. He can think he's the best. Well, I think I'm the best, but I'm crap. I mean, just because you think you're the best, don't mean your ability goes with it.
No. But it's definitely a decent pick, and it ain't cost us anything moving up and having to give anything away.
That was a great pick to get him so far down the list.
Yeah.
So at 16, Cardinals drafted Collins.
We didn't have him.
Collins.
You reckon?
We had him for the Packers at 29.
I didn't realise
he'd gone so far up the list, actually.
Yeah, I like Zavon Collins. I think it's a good pick.
Got a good team in Arizona now. They've got a nice balanced team, so they're going to definitely challenge in that NFC West. Right, I don't even know how we're going to describe pick 17.
Well, it's Raiders doing Raiders things, isn't it? I mean, they did it with Farrell, didn't they? When they traded Farrell at number 4 the other year. They must have a different way of scouting players, because everything that I've read had Leatherwood as a second round talent, and he wasn't even the fourth tackle. It was Penisil, Derisaw, Slater, and then they had Jenkins.
Was he gouted about going between like 46 and 50 or something?
Yeah, they had him back end of round two. So I don't know, but this is, I mean, I was sweating at this point because I was like, we could have had Derisaw at 14, and I would have been really happy with it. And at this point, I was like, Raiders are definitely taking him. And I couldn't believe it. I genuinely couldn't believe it. But anyway, moving on.
So Dolphins with a second pick took Jillian Phillips, which I think is a great pick for what they're looking at the moment.
Yeah, I think so.
If he's over his injury worries, then I think this is a great pick. Really good player.
Now, we know after speaking with Kelsey last week, Washington were looking for maybe a QB, but I think they're looking at a couple in the second round. So they took Jamin Davis. It fits what they're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think this is a bit of a reach. I didn't have him as a first round linebacker. I had him in second round. I had Jeremiah Osuakora. Or Joke, as I like to call him. I had him as a higher rated linebacker, to be honest.
I think that's the surprising thing about this, is that he was, I'm not even going to try and pronounce him, Jeremiah, as I like to call him, was still on the board. And I don't know, I don't get why they...
But we said this, you can look at all the mock drafts and where people are going. That's what all the analysts are saying, but the coaches of these teams obviously look at other things. So they must have seen something.
And you're not going to know. This is the funny thing. Everybody now, like we're doing, is analysing who's done well, who's not done well. None of us know, because until they start playing,
you can't tell. Leatherwood could turn to be an all-star. You don't know. Yeah. You're only doing what research you've done yourself. So
Lawrence could end up being a Johnny Manziel, as we were talking before we came on air.
Exactly.
You don't think he will, but nobody knows at this stage.
No. So Giants dropped to 20 and picked up Kadarius Toney, another wide receiver to that core of seem to be building for Daniel Jones.
Yeah, good pick. I like him.
Yeah.
We've got 21, right?
Team.
Will Quitty Pay Colts fits perfect. I think they're going to continue to grow. I think Colts will potentially, I think they're a bit favourites for the AFC South this year.
Yeah, well, the replacement for Houston is what we said, wasn't it? So yeah, we actually got something right.
Yeah,
is that 3 out of 20?
Four.
So analyse it that closely, because no one will know. You don't have to broadcast the fact we've only got
We weren't including trades, and you look how many of those.
Yeah. And if you go by position, we're doing a lot better.
Yeah, we've got four exactly right, but we've got a lot of position needs right.
We've got four exactly right. If you include just by position, we've got five right.
So, it's more than that, Ian.
Yeah.
So Tennessee.
Edit this a bit and we'll sound brilliant.
Yeah.
That's too much work. 22, Caleb Farley to Titans. Fits the need there.
Yeah, it does. It does. The fact that they got rid of Adoree Jackson and Malcolm Butler, they were going cornerback.
Yeah. Is it just with Farley? It was just injury concerns with him, hasn't he?
Been a bit,
I think he's just had back surgery. He's actually got corona, hasn't he, at the minute, and he couldn't celebrate with any of his family. So,
was that him? I didn't click.
Yeah, he was meant to be there. He was going to be in Cleveland, and he weren't allowed to travel because obviously he tested positive.
And he had two positive tests, so he couldn't even have his family round, so he was sat watching on his own.
So then we get to pick 23, and Vikings must have been laughing, Stu, to drop to 23.
Laughing? I was ecstatic. Yeah, so for me, a player that we would have picked at 14, so for me, he's joint second tackle on the board next to Slater. I had them both as very similar prospects. And the fact that we managed to drop down, pick up two third-rounders and still get the player that we would have drafted at 14, I think is an absolute bloody win.
Yeah. It's going to give Kirk Cousins so much more time to find the cornerbacks, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he's still shit. You can have what sort of offensive line you want.
No, but he'll clear a bit more room for Dalvin Cook.
He will, yes. Yeah, he will, yeah.
The thing is, it gives us a lot more move and ability to come back in at second round as well.
Yeah,
definitely. So Harris went to Steelers at pick 24. Obviously, we've got Connor there, but probably a good call.
I don't know if it was I was saying to you, Richard, but when we did this first round draft, didn't we have them taking a tackle?
I think we did, yeah. I'll just quickly scroll back while we're discussing Harris.
I think when we did this, I think I'd completely forgotten that James Conner had moved on. So I think I would have probably put Harris there. So
he hadn't moved on when we did it.
No, it was later on. It was
we had him taking Tevin Jenkins.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good pick for him. I like him. A good player. Good player. Next one's a bit of a scratcher, but good player.
I think what you said to me earlier, she was probably right about the Eddie, and maybe Lawrence has had a word about this.
Well, that's the only thing I can think of, because actually at Jaguars, they didn't have a particular need for a running back.
Well, they drafted him last year, didn't they?
Well, no, James Robinson was an undrafted free agent that just happened to be bloody brilliant for him. And they just signed Billy Carlos Hyde in free agency. So their actual need for a running back wasn't massive, and I'm sure that they had other needs. So I can only imagine here that Lawrence has said, I want my boy from Clemson, can you bring him in?
Yeah, my boy.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a bad player, is he? It's just that... I agree. There's just no need for him. There's no need for him. How's he improved their team? And you're talking about a first-round pick, based to me, being wasted. But that's Jacksonville all over, isn't it? Jacksonville are idiots.
Stuart did quote last night, Jacks had knocked up the second pick of their first round.
I did say that they would make a balls of the second pick.
I'm convinced they won't make a balls of the first pick, to be honest.
And, to be honest, it's nothing against Etienne, because I think Etienne is a really good
player. Yeah, I agree, yeah.
It's more working about what they actually needed.
What are you doing? Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah.
There's two things I'll say about it. If he's got a player who's on the same wavelength as a quarterback, there's a lot to be said for that. But equally, we've said in past weeks that there's a chance that the Jags could be like kids in a sweet shop.
Yeah. If it's a receiver, I might agree more, but not with the. And I know we can catch the ball, Etienne. It's a little screen pass. You can throw that to any running back, can't you? Basically.
Well, Jim. Robinson proved last year that he could do it, so
yeah.
It's just a funny one.
Yeah, I think it's weird.
So Cleveland, obviously the host of the draft, got to pick at 26, and I think Greg Newsom is definitely a player what's going to improve him.
Yeah, again, it's a good pick. I think we had him taking Barrymore here, didn't we? D-line. Yeah. But it's a solid pick. He's a good player.
So I'm all for wide receivers being picked, and I bet Bateman was thinking, I'm going to go to a great team with a great quarterback who throws the ball. Ravens draft him.
Yeah. What he'll do is he'll watch Lamar Jackson running around a lot, and he'll watch Lamar Jackson throwing to his tight ends a lot, and that'll be about it.
Yeah, because if Hollywood Brown's not getting the ball, he's his first choice, and if it's not that, Bateman's going to be slim pickings, I think.
Yeah.
for any receptions.
Season.
He's not one to have in fantasy anyway, let's put it that way.
But so who've they got?
Talent.
Yeah, but, I mean they've now got him. They've got Sammy Watkins, haven't they, and Marquise Brown.
Yeah,
all for Lamar Jackson not to throw to. It's
have they still got Snead as well?
No, Snead's moved on.
Has he?
But yeah, if you haven't got a quarterback who's not throwing, it's not the best for a wide receiver. 28 Saints took Peyton Turner. There was a lot of rumours Saints were going to move up yesterday. Obviously, there's nothing. They didn't say anything they liked, or they got priced out of the market on moving up. And they don't have a lot to play with anyway, do the Saints, after it restructures.
I mean, it's a decent pick. It'll complement Cam Jordan. Couldn't really think of his name then, but I think it's a decent pick. He'll be a week one starter. I mean, I've got some questions about his hands to be able to get, you know, release and pressure on the QB, but I think he's another one of a lot of these college edge rushers are going to need a lot of work with regards to their technique. So
are the Saints looking at that as, because I can't see the Saints challenging for a couple of years. I don't mean they're going to be an awful team. I don't think they're going to go 2-14 or anything like that, but they're not the team they were, are they, at the minute? So
no, I mean, for me,
I think long term, yeah. To me, is it a long term project, and they're thinking, let's get them improving over 2 or 3 years and let's build this Saints team up again?
I just, for me, I just had like Jason away. I had him slightly rated slightly higher as a better prospect at end than Turner, so I was a bit surprised. Turner, really, I thought Jason Away would go there, but
the room at Saints. The reason Saints were trading up, they wanted a cornerback, but they were never gonna. They couldn't afford to get Horn. And if Horn had gone past 10, I think they might have tried, but they wanted someone to go on the other side to Lattimore. But they've just got nothing to play with.
Well, this is the other thing that you don't realize is that, you know, especially for teams like Dallas and Vikings, where they've traded down and still got the player that they wanted, they're going to save on the cap because they're going to end up paying that person even less than they would have done
if they
picked him in the original position. Yeah.
I think Vikings saved something like £500,000 because they got the same player, but because they got him lower on, he demands a lower cap.
Yeah,
cap hitting, it's a lower thing.
Yeah, it's a staggered thing, yeah.
Excellent. So Eric Stokes to Green Bay from Georgia. What do you thought?
I'm surprised they didn't take a quarterback, to be honest, because they need one now, don't they?
Ooh, could have took Tristan.
I think this is a good pick. I think this is a really good pick. Because okay, all right, we want to disagree. That's good. But they need defensive players. I know I said that linebacker when last couple of weeks ago when we were talking about it. But they need defensive players because everyone says Rodgers needs people to pass to, but they're not bad. The players they've got aren't bad. Yeah, that Marcus Bowders-Scantley, if he could just hold on to the ball more than 50% of the time, he'd be a hot prospect. You know,
so you could say that about any wide receiver though. If they could hold on to the ball, it'd be good.
But Green Bay, I'm not going to be able to quote stats to you because I never can. But Green Bay had one of the highest stats for receiving yards last season. Yeah, they did well on the fence.
Yeah.
But most of that was on Tonyan and Adams. I don't disagree with you, Charles. I think the defense did need some work, and I think the Green Bay draft is only going to be judged based on what they do in the next couple of rounds.
Yeah.
Because if they address wide receiver and manage to pick up a decent wide receiver, and Terrence Marshall's still about. There's Rondell Moore. There's Elijah Moore that are still around. You know, if they trade up in the second round and pick up one of those, then for me,
good draft.
Packers have done well.
I tell you what is interesting about the Packers, and he's a bit of a forgotten man, but last season they got Devin Funchess, who was a wide receiver who just didn't play last season because of COVID. And he's had to take a pay cut, but I still think he's quite an interesting prospect. And he's only 26, and he could be great, in which case they've got a wide receiver there. The problem is the Rodgers situation, where you know, Rodgers is going anywhere but staying at Green Bay. You know, he's even going to be a media celeb rather than stay at Green Bay.
But, to be honest, Charles, in this pick, I would have probably taken Jeremiah Osorokoro. That would have been my pick. So you would have still got, you would have got a coverage linebacker, a bit of a more purpose linebacker. That would have been a better pick for me. But I don't.
And you could have taken a corner back later on who would do an alright job. Yeah, but it's you've made a point, Stuart, earlier, and it's right. We're analysing this after round one, and what we need to do really, we'll look at this, I'm sure, next week, is you look at what people have taken overall in the draft when you've got a picked up with, haven't you?
Just remember some talents go in the later rounds.
Yeah.
Talent. Like Kelsey and Kittle both went in round six.
There is a lot of talent. I mean, and every year there seems to be more and more talent coming through. Because, like, I was looking at some of the players that haven't been taken that could go tomorrow, and some of them, if they'd have gone in first round, I'd have been like, "Oh yeah, I understand that." So there's a lot of talent kicking about.
Well, I think Stokes is quite highly rated, and I think they might have missed him if they'd have hung on. And they need. I mean, a cornerback's a position they do need.
Yeah, I don't disagree with Charles. I just, you know. I suppose I get. I mean, I really like Joke, so I'm a bit hung up on the fact that he hasn't been drafted.
But there's a chance
you are Fungaloo.
Fungaloo.
Right. Who can pronounce number? Who Bills took? Greg? Is it Russia?
Russo.
Gregory Russo. Yeah.
I'm an idiot. I know.
Yeah.
So good pick.
They won't say it though. The Americans won't say that because it's like. I can't even say it. Matt LaFleur, they call Matt LaFleur, don't they? They can't speak. They can't get the French.
I know it's sort of going back a bit, but did you hear
their own special way.
Did you hear Goodell introduce Travis Etienne?
Yeah, he
18.
Did. Yeah.
He didn't say Etienne. Yeah. He said it really weird, so if you've missed it, go back.
It's just how they pronounce stuff across the board, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, improvement, Stu, just feels a bit more solid for Bills on improve on last year. But obviously, next step for them is championship game if they want to improve on last year.
I think he's a good pick because I think he'll play opposite to AJ Epenesa, which was the name of the person I completely remember last time. good pick for me. I think it's. I think didn't we have him taking Jason away anyway? Yeah. So we had him taking Edge anyway. So we've got the position right.
And then in Pickford.
Hang on. Richard. Hang on. All I was going to say was it's another Trey Lance sort of thing where he didn't play last year. So they're lacking in the stats.
Yeah.
It might be a bit ring rusty.
Yeah. But it's like.
Yeah. And some of these could be more of a risk than normal because we have got players like this who, for various reasons, COVID, whatever, have not played, not had the combine. So there is probably a bit more of a risk this year than normal.
But there's also a risk of all these players who opted out last year as well. There's no guarantee, especially the older ones who opted out, there's no guarantee they're going to come back in the round.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Kansas City traded out to Baltimore in the trade for Orlando, and the person we thought was going to the Bills went in the next pick. So I think it's a...
So Baltimore obviously agreed with this.
Yeah.
I like Jason Away. I think he's a really good player.
Yeah.
Really good. He's got a lot of dynamics that look very similar to Danielle Hunter, which is what they were comparing him to. Still very raw, but I think if he works on his technique, I think he's going to be a really good player.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I didn't even think about Joe Tryon going in first round. So this one was a bit of a... I thought he was going to go mid-second.
I didn't, but he's a bit of a unique player because he's a bit of a versatile player because he plays off the edge and he can play stand up outside linebacker as well. So he's kind of get multifaceted, if you know what I mean. So I could see the Bucs using him in a variety of different ways, I suppose. So I think if they're really going in on this, you know, back to back push, then I think that's a really good kind of utility. You know, Swiss Army knife kind of player that they could really fit in. So I like that pick. And to be honest, until they picked it and I read up on him, I was like, I've never even considered it for him.
No.
But I do like the pick. I think they could use him in multiple different ways.
Tell you what, Tampa Bay are in quite a good position this season because with Antonio Brown coming back, they've not only got the gang back together, they've got the, and it's like the draft is just like bonus.
Yeah, they've got a full starting lineup, haven't they? So all they're doing now is is boosting what is already just, a very good team.
They're just adding more talent to it, and that's why. I mean, that's why here that because if he plays well, he could replace Jean-Pierre Paul on the edge.
Jean-Pierre. Jean-Pierre. It's all that French talk, isn't it, about the way you pronounce them.
And also, if he does well at linebacker, you could potentially say that he could replace Levante David. So, depending where they see him fitting in, he could find a home more next year. So, it's a good pick. It's a good pick. It's not one that I would have considered, but now I've seen it, it's a good pick.
So, no, it was definitely a good pick and a great first round, I think, last night. So, out of 32 picks, there's only 6 people who were left on our board who didn't go in round one. So, we got 26 of the 32 right in round one. So, the picks, the people who we selected who haven't been picked yet.
Tevin Jenkins.
We've got Tevin Jenkins.
Joke.
Trevin Moehrig.
Oh, yeah, Moehrig for safety. Yeah,
it's good. You've got to read them all out now, Richard, because it's getting funny.
Christian Barmore.
Oh, that one's boring. Easy.
Yeah, D-line, yeah.
Terrence Marshall Jr.
Yeah, the wide receiver, yeah.
Good old J.O.K.
Jeremiah Otuokoro, yeah.
Yeah. And then Nick Bolton.
Nick Bolton, yeah.
Where did linebacker going to Ravens?
A bit lightly there with the pronunciations.
Oh. Am I right in thinking that Jacksonville have got the first pick tonight?
They've got two picks tonight, yeah.
So.
Right, I'm going to have to shoot now. But
No worries. But yeah, great first round pick, and I'm sure more developing next few days, and we'll analyse it next week's show.
Can't wait.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, everybody.
See you later. See you
next week.
Bye-bye.
Podcast Network. It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.